it is the sunny side. So welcome to the sunny side. 12:31 right now. My name is Constance Mega. So yes, how are you doing? It's Wednesday and the midweek, of course, that's what it is. How has your week been? I remember the last time we talked about productivity. Yeah, I asked people to tell me their most productive day of the week. And some persons mentioned some days of the week. Some people said from Monday till Friday, except for the weekends. So, hey, any day can be a productive day. All right. Might not necessarily be what is bringing you money. It could be something that brings a change in your life in some way. Yeah, so you can still be productive regardless. And someone just sent me a message and says, rainy side. Oh my goodness. It is sunny side, please. We're not doing rainy side today. Okay, so yes, we will talk about something. A particular story I saw on a blog yesterday. And of course, it was a story a young man shared on Twitter. Something about being informed before a relative or a relation visits. All right. So my question is actually, who should be informed before visiting a married relation? So that's what we'll be looking at right now. So head on to Facebook, head on to Twitter and all social media platforms and find Nigeria Info PH and join us there. Be a part of what we're doing. We also have a website. I'm sure you should know by now, but in case you don't know, it's www.nigeriainfo.fm. Okay, so here is the story. This is what the story says. It says, when my father-in-law visited us and learned I had stepped out, he told his daughter he wouldn't go into the house without my permission. When I answered his call and learned this, I felt embarrassed, but I got that he was only trying to make us understand the institution of marriage. Ah, interesting. Now, a lot of questions actually came to my mind when I read this. But hey, my major question is, who should be informed before visiting a married relation? Should you inform your relation or should you be informing your in-law? So if your relation is the woman or the man, should you inform him or her? Or should you be telling the other person who is not directly related to you? Because of course, you're not related by marriage, right? So who should you be informing? And then the second thing is, should this information be via SMS or should it be via call? That's a phone call, because some people will also pick issues when you do not call them, but send them an SMS. It's going to be a problem. So what should it be? Should it be an SMS? Should it be a phone call? Or should it be both? And then the last question, I'd also like to get your take on the story that I just shared. Send me a message to WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. It's the sunny side on 92.3 Nigeria Info. So I'm also taking your calls, all right? So put those calls through. Let's hear from you. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0003. You know what we do on the sunny side, right? You can go cultural if you like to. You can talk to us about your tradition, about your culture, maybe your religion, whatever it is. Let's talk. Hello?
Hello, Constance.
Hi, good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. Okay, with respect to the last story that you shared, I think it's not cut on stone anywhere, and somehow it's not tradition-based. I think it has everything to do with the person's principle or how he sees life, or maybe the marriage institution, as this case might be. There are cases of in-laws who, no matter what, can never sleep in their in-laws' house, no matter what. And of course, there are folks who don't see anything wrong with that. So for a man who goes to his son's in-law's house, and he's going to the house, maybe he gets permission from the son-in-law, you wouldn't say he was right. As a matter of fact, you can't also say he's wrong. I think purely and basically on its own personal principles,
okay.
Which you can't say, or because there is no parameter for you to say this is right or this is wrong. So left for me is just basically on personal principle and not maybe on any moral ground or any set standard.
All right. So for you now, who should be informed? Let's say you want to visit your brother who is married. Who should you inform?
So it's because in this part of the world, we tend to see the man as the head of the family. It makes sense that you inform the man that you're coming to his house as well. Though the partner of the man is also your daughter, but here they said a man and a woman will leave the father and mother. So in this case, the daughter has left you and is now in another man's house. I think it's common sense that you inform the man, which we see in this part of the world as the head of the family.
Mm. All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Zion.
The appropriate person to inform is the wife.
The wife? Why? Why the wife?
The wife, yes. She has the prerogative to welcome or not welcome anybody. She is the owner of the house.
Mr. Zion, let me understand this, right? Your elder brother or your younger brother or sister wants to visit you. You're saying they should, instead of calling you, should call your wife.
Of course. Call my wife, not me. If our brothers want to come, call their sister, not me. I'm not in the position. See, the truth is this. There are certain principles in life that is just there for us. Look at the mother end. When she just, even from the moment she's asking, so she's laying those eggs. Do you see the protective measure in her? Tell me, with that kind of atmosphere, how do you see a chicken after hatching them? She breed them to be so respectful. She breed them to be so loving and kind to one another. They understand themselves. They listen to her voice. So as a married man, if you are raising your shoulder, mommy get the house, mommy they pay the house rent, you go jam rock very soon. But when you give the woman the authority to take care of the home, which is her sole responsibility to do, brother, you are protecting everything around, in and out. Do you also know, as a man, you have your responsibilities? You are the one to lock the gate at night, also to open it in the morning, for people to go out and to come in. But if your brother wants to come to the house, you call your wife. Even if they call you, tell them to call your wife. You are not disrespecting them. You are only following principles. Are you the one that's going to cook for them? Are you the one that's going to be at home alone? Even the so-called iron ladies that are claiming to be iron ladies, in their mind, you know that they are not iron enough. When you respect your wife and you give her that outermost atmosphere to operate as a wife, you see the beauty in her. You see the glowing in her. Even if she's going to sing, she hums songs or psalms for you.
All right.
Respect my wife, Mr. Zion.
Okay, thank you very much for calling, Mr. Zion. Reminds me of a particular post I saw. That should actually be a conversation for another day. Let me talk about it. Okay, so back to what we are discussing right now. Who should be informed before visiting a married relation? Should you inform your relation or should you be informing your in-law? Who should you inform? And I'm also asking, when you're informing the person, should it be via SMS or should it be via a phone call or should it be both? Probably send a text message and then follow it up with a phone call after maybe some minutes or a couple of hours just to make sure they have read your message. Because I know there are some people who just pick offense when you send them an SMS or go get on WhatsApp and send them a message, and you have seen the double tick sign showing that this person has read my message, they will find fault with it. What? Yeah, sending me message on WhatsApp. You cannot call me, Abby. It's message you're sending me on WhatsApp that you're coming to my house. Okay, sound weird right now. Oh my goodness. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon. Yes, I'm Chris, calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, Chris, please go on.
Yes, for me, I think both should be informed and should be in agreement. I don't buy the idea that you inform only the woman. It must be in agreement. Both of us must come together to say yes or no.
Okay, so what you're saying is... No, I want to understand. So that means if I'm coming to visit and maybe your wife is my sister, so I have to call your wife and then call you, get a yes from her when I call her, and still get a yes from you when I call you to be sure before I can make that move.
Yes, whoever you call first, we will come together to agree whether you will come or not to come.
So that means I'm going to get a call telling me, okay, you can come.
You don't just call and then you come at the same time.
No. I'm trying to understand if I'm getting that call telling me we cannot have you now, or okay, you can come around.
I will ask you to give us time and all of that. Because the truth of the matter is this. If you are coming in, don't forget, responsibility will increase.
Mm-hmm.
And who will pay all these bills? It is me, the man. So if you say, oh, you are a woman, you are the woman of the house, the food now, if we are eating two cups of gari, don't you think we will increase our eating? So at the end of the day, you see, boils down to the man that is spending the money. So we need to come together to agree before anybody will come, whether on my own side or the other side.
Okay, so let's take a one. All right, so
like
your own
Jesus Christ and God.
I didn't hear that though. What did you say, please?
Thank you.
I was asking what you said. I didn't get the last part.
Okay, I said we are two in one. Just like Jesus and God.
Oh, okay. That's what you're saying.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I was going to ask him, because it seems his concern is the fact that the man is the one bringing the money. What if the man is not the one bringing the money? What if at that point in time, he ain't winning no bread? I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. So if the man at that point in time is not bringing money, should we still inform him? Because like, nothing is going to shake you, whether you know or you don't know. After all, you're not the one bringing money. All right. Well, let's look at what we have on WhatsApp. How am I Debbie today? I don't even understand some people. So today I'm Debbie. Debbie is a cool FM. Well, Zikora says, the information can come anyway. Call, text, video call, as long as it's a dialogue, which after the person informs you, they have to wait for a response before initiating the trip. This doesn't just apply for married folks, but also with single people. Don't go visiting without getting approval to show up. Now, on the part of who should be informed, both parties must give consent. If her relation reaches out to her that they are to visit, she needs to relate it with me for us to deliberate and consent, not her giving prior consent before me and vice versa when it's my relation visiting and tells me first. Even if there's a switch and it's her relation telling me and mine telling her, we still need to talk about it as a spouse or as spouses in both cases and give consent to it. All right, thank you very much for that message. Hello. Yeah, kind of knew that was going to happen. Please do all to call back. Soke Fubara says, you inform who you are related to and the spouse should decide afterwards if you will visit or not. All right. Good day, Constance. If I'm to visit my sister who is married, I will inform my sister. But if her husband is my paddy, I will also call him and tell him that I would be visiting. On the other hand, if I'm visiting a married brother, I will inform my brother. I prefer informing via phone call. Nta Shedrack. All right. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, good day, good brother.
Oh, wow. It's Constance. Good afternoon.
Okay. All right, Constance, I'm sorry about that. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. You're welcome.
But I'm going to carry a calling from Bugima.
All right, go on now.
All right, first, in respect of the means of information, I think a call is better than text message.
Why do you think so?
Most times people may think, even if they see the text, they may give an excuse. Let me excuse, I didn't get their text. But the call, if they pick, considered, you have informed them.
So what if in the process of trying to call, and this my sister or my in-law is so busy, they can't even take calls?
Okay, in that circumstance, you can send a text across through WhatsApp or text message line. By the way, the brother, now with respect to the man is the person to inform.
How
my
come?
Reasons are very obvious.
All right, go on.
The man is the head of the house.
Okay.
And courtesy demands that if somebody is coming for a visit, the man should be informed. Now, let's say the man is my brother and I am going for the visit. If I inform the man should be as a matter of utmost importance. Accordingly, inform the wife who most times are saddled with the responsibility, the domestic responsibility and taking care of guests. Most times, it's in our African, it's the ladies also. Now, if the wife's sister is coming to, she should also inform the man that, look, she may inform her sister, but the person rightly to be informed first is the man who is like the head of the house, your brother. Should also tell the wife, look, your sister called me, she's coming, and they can put them together and make provision for the guest.
All right.
Run it up, yeah.
Thank you. It's not a jam question, actually. It's your opinion.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. But he kept calling me Gabriella. Interesting. Mega something. This person that keeps calling me Mega something. It's wonderful. It says, happy wet side today. Not sunny side. It's still sunny side. That astonishing feeling you show. Example, you come see us. Why you no tell us, say you they come? That reaction when you get to see your house and see your in-laws or siblings who came visiting unannounced. It's very wrong. The couple should be informed. There is no magu-magu in this one. Couple should be in agreement. My name is Chiagozi from Oyibo. All right. So from this, your message, Chiagozi, you say the couple should be informed. So you should be telling your relation and your in-law. That's what you're saying. Another person here, Tonte Ibikialabo, says, when I visit my married sister, I inform her first. Then she will discuss with her husband who gives the consent for my visit. Most times it's the woman who does the acceptance while the man gives the consent and the means of communication. I do a call and a text. So you call and then you send a text message, more like a reminder. Remember, you agreed though that I'm coming next week. Don't forget. Okay, thank you. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Constance. My name is Dora. Sorry, I mixed up your name on the message.
Yeah, it's okay. Go on.
Okay, thank you. So I wanted to, more like something because I keep hearing the men that have been calling and saying the man has to be informed. And I'm trying to get something straight. As married couple, I'm trying to learn, I'm a married. Are you supposed to be informing? Are you supposed to be getting consent? I feel like Mm. It's supposed to be more like of a getting consent thing. It's not like I'm the husband, my brother is coming, and I'm telling my brother is coming. I'm not supposed to be telling my wife, I'm supposed to be asking my wife to approve of my brother's coming, the same way I've also approved of it. Informing her is more like telling her whether she likes it or not, my brother is still going to come. I don't know, but it doesn't make much sense to me, so I just ask and like put it out there for you to ask the married men who are calling, because they keep saying informed, and I'm confused.
You're not confused. I refuse for you to be confused. All right. Well, thank you, though. I think I get that. I guess it has to do with my question. I was asking who should be informed. I guess that's why the replies came that way. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You're welcome. Hi, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Shinsu.
You'll have to turn off your radio sets.
Is it okay now? Hello?
Okay. Please go on.
Okay. In the first place, I want to ask, is it necessary to inform or not to inform? You know, because I believe that when you are married, you have become one. And then the only thing is that if it's a wife relation, the normal thing is to call the wife, and then the wife tell the husband, oh, so-so-so person is coming. And then if it's the husband will have to inform, oh, this is my sister, my brother is coming. So that is what I find it's not necessary. Call this one. But which means there is no uniform the family of the Holy Spirit. But if there is anything, once one person is coming, if you form the other person, the rival partner, you have to tell the so-so person is coming on so-so-so days. So, no need to receive the whole thing from that. It's not necessary.
All right. So, what if it's your daughter or your son? Is it also the same thing? You inform your child and not your in-law?
For instance, I'm married. If my mother-in-law want to come out, they will inform my wife, but my wife will inform. The only time I have said them to call me that is they are sick. Okay, I'm the one that, okay, so since you're not getting good treatment over there, come over here, let's treat you. Then I'm inform my wife, say, I'm messing with her, let them come and let them give them better treatment. But apart from that, if they want to come, they have to inform my wife, and my wife tell me, say, they're coming so this. And if my own are coming, I have to inform her. If there is any special arrangement, I have to make it. That's carefully fine now.
Interesting. All right. Thank you so much for calling. All right. So on Facebook, Immaculata Uba says, I'll inform my relative who would in turn inform my in-law and then give me feedback, which could be either positive or negative. God's will, Ichebo says, I think you're religion so as to inform my in-law before coming. Good afternoon, Constance. I'm Garrick Gogo from Andoni, but calling from, what are you doing? Anyway, the husband is the right person, even if he or she is the breadwinner or not. But scripturally, man is the head of the family. So I chose him as the right person. Then John Kennedy says, so many people will say it's the husband because he's the man and owner of the house. So anyone coming at least should pass through him. And at the same time, I'll say the person can inform anyone of them, don't confuse me with your English. And talking about the calling or texting, I'll opt for the call. Because if you text, they'll say, so you can't call, Abby. If they're a happy couple, either of their relation visiting, they'll discuss about it. Okay. So I'm guessing now the confirmation call or message you get from either of them, maybe your relation mostly, would actually tell if... Okay. So this is what I'm thinking. Some people would take it that the couple are in unity, that they are living in peace. When one person calls back to say, okay, you can come over. My husband or my wife says you can come over. Or, all right, we have agreed, you can come over. What if the person actually didn't inform the other person? What if they've been fighting and nobody told nobody? And then you're told, okay, you can come over. And then you come over to meet fire on the mountain. Well, back to the messages here before. Oh, God. And my WhatsApp disappeared. What happened? I don't know. All right, one more call and that will be it. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Megan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Sydney is my name.
All right, please go on.
Yeah, the information depends on who is coming. As a married man, if any of my sisters or my brothers wants to see me, they will call me first. Then I will now tell my wife that my relative is coming. If my wife's brother or my wife's sister is coming to see us, they will call their sister. Then their sister, who is now my wife, will tell me, Sydney, my sister, my brother is coming. Everything lies in our hands. So whoever calls depends on the very person that is coming. If a member of my family is coming, they will call me.
All right.
If a member of my wife is coming, they will call her. But
all right.
The bottom line is that as the man of the house, whether I will be there or not, it is my responsibility to provide for whoever that is coming through my wife. So when they come, they will not, you know, be stranded or left without food or drink. That's
okay.
How it is. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sydney. Thank you. And that was the last caller. Someone here says, common sense and courtesy demands that would-be visitors should call to ask the person they are related to, who should then discuss with the spouse whether the visitor should come, how and when they are leaving, etc. It seems relatives with entitlement mentality in Nigeria do not know or care how their actions affect the marriage of the person they are visiting. If anyone thinks they can go over my head to just inform my husband first, then land in my marital home. Omo, the laughter emoji I'm looking at here. You will meet fire. Thank you for being a part of this conversation. Of course, you can continue. Get on Facebook and be a part of the conversation right there.